The question could to is basically to both of you, and it's about refuge, because the Sharanam certainly exists in Theravada Buddhism. It also exists in the Hindu tradition, and I wonder if that concept of Sharanam, of refuge, actually also holds some grace.
Yeah, I would say absolutely. That's your fundamental root or foundation of grace or of blessings is the taking of refuge in Buddha, Dhamma, and Sangha. These are the traditional forms of taking refuge, and of course, when we take refuge, then we're giving ourselves to something other than ourselves, and that's already a blessing or a grace, and something that Swamiji just mentioned triggered a memory of talking about being willing to die. My teacher Ajahn Chah, he would greet newcomers in different ways, but one of the things that he would oftentimes do is if somebody was coming and just ask very bluntly, you know, did you come here to die? If you're put on the spot really quickly. But he had also clarified in the sense that are we, if you really want to be free of limitation and suffering, you have to be willing to die to your habits, to your preferences, to your sense of identity, and give yourself to something that is beyond. And it's, you say, from a classical or traditional Buddhist perspective, in all of the traditions, the refuge in Buddha, Dhamma, and Sangha are the essence. And, you know, and it's important to recognize, yeah, there is an external expression of Buddha, Dhamma, Sangha. You go through all the different qualities and whatnot. But, you know, in the end, it's just the refuge in pure knowing, in pure awareness, in truth. Giving oneself to that. Is where your refuge is. Remember one time, Ajahn Chah, actually saying to Ajahn Jayasaro, and he called him by his nickname that he had for him. His lay name was Sean. And Ajahn Chah used to love playing on words, and he would call him Chon, which is spoon. So he says, Chon. Because normally when we come into any space at Ajahn Chah's monastery, the first thing we do is bow to the shrine or bow to the teacher or bow to the space. I mean, Ajahn Chah has a bowing everywhere all the time. And Ajahn Jayasaro came into the space to meet him and came and did his three bows. And Ajahn Chah said, Chon, if you really understood what having refuge in Buddha Dhamma Sangha is, paying respects, paying homage to Buddha Dhamma Sangha, there wouldn't be a time when you bowed, when you wouldn't burst into tears of gratitude and devotion. It was really extremely beautiful. You know, and of course we don't do that. But really reflecting on that sense of making real that refuge in pure awareness and pure knowing and release.